So we heard yesterday about Nicodemus. Nicodemus is a member of the Sanhedrin who comes to Jesus at night to hear more of his teaching. Nicodemus is, on the one hand, somewhat open to change because he sneaks out to listen to Jesus and to engage in conversation with Jesus, to wrestle with what he believes and what's important to him in terms of faith. But on the other hand, he stumbles, I would suspect, the way that most of us stumble, namely that he's having a hard time making the transition between the earthly world and the heavenly world. Yesterday, he kind of got tripped up because Jesus said, "You must be born from above." I'm told that there's a play on words there because Nicodemus says, "How can a man be born again?" And it's a slightly different word. Nicodemus is thinking of earthly birth, which we're very familiar with, and we would even say there's something quite miraculous about that. But Jesus is speaking about something that's far more important, namely our baptism, our being born from above. Today, it's the same type of thing. Jesus is describing how there's a tremendous mystery that comes with the Spirit, but Nicodemus isn't grasping it. He can understand the example of the wind, but he can't see how that applies to things he cannot see. Sometimes we can get caught up in the same kind of situation. Namely, we can limit God by thinking only of what we can do in this particular moment or this time or what we can see or what we can touch. Faith can be challenging because often it calls us to go beyond what we can see, to believe deeply in a person that we can't always see. We ask the Lord today that he might send into our hearts his Spirit so that we might see more clearly the activity of God in the world and in our lives.